This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. It wasn't that long ago that Akron boasted three shopping malls, but Rolling Acres closed a little more than a decade ago. The question these days, will Chapel Hill Mall be the next to follow suit? That's the focus of a news story in the Devil Strip called It May Not Be a Mall Forever. Joining us in the studio to talk about her reporting is the Devil Strip senior reporter, Noor Hindi. Noor, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Andrew.
So the current stats don't really look that good for Chapel Hill. Two of the three anchor stores, they're gone. They're empty. And by your own count, 37 of the 62 spaces in the mall itself are empty. That's a vacancy rate of just under 60%. I think there are plenty of people who probably are wondering not if the mall will finally close, but rather when. What is the reality that you found in your reporting?
The reality was I was pretty surprised. The outside of the mall doesn't look great. When you first just drive in, a lot of the parking lots are empty is the first thing you'll notice. There's a lot of graffiti on the walls, a lot of shattered glass for some of the storefronts. Inside the mall, it's really clean, but it is a little spooky just seeing all of the empty storefronts. The mall management seems like they're trying their best to plan events and get people into the mall. But like I said in the news article, it's difficult to bring in more tenants when the mall is so empty, and it's difficult to make the mall more busy without more tenants. So they're facing a pretty complicated problem.
So it's not a dead mall yet, but it feels like it's dying.
Is that a fair assessment? Yeah, it does feel that way.
So this is not the mall that you remember as a kid. You grew up around here. Describe when that was and what it was like.
Yeah, so I'm 23 years old. So I saw sort of the decline of Rolling Acres during when I was really, really young. I have distant memories of visiting that mall. And then later when I got older, we started visiting Chapel Hill Mall a lot. And Rolling Acres was kind of the place that my parents took us to when we needed to go to JCPenney Outlet. That was their go-to spot, but we never would go into the mall. We would just walk into JCPenney and stay there.
Perception is an issue. What did you find among the shoppers you found in the mall? And I'm guessing you probably didn't find a whole lot of shoppers.
Not a lot of shoppers, but granted, I went at about all the times that I went, it was about 2, 3 p.m. on a weekday when people were probably at work at their 9-to-5 jobs. So that's part of it. So a lot of the shoppers I found were older residents who were actually trying to get their steps in for the day. We're using the mall as a spot for warmth and to just walk around. I did find one younger shopper, a Kent State University student, who was there. And I think she just needed to visit Victoria's Secret, and so she actually did some shopping, which was great to see.
Now, crime is certainly a part of the sense of the decline of a mall. You mentioned that there's broken windows throughout, but there's more than that. You looked at some of the stats, and they're not great.
No, they're not. The Akron Police Department has a station set up, and I guess it depends on who you are, if you find that to be a friendly presence or not. But definitely too empty to feel completely safe within it.
I want to cite the stats that you reported. In addition to a stabbing that happened at the Chapel Hill Mall in 2015, you looked at a period between February of last year and February of this year. There are 52 thefts, one instance of aggravated robbery, and one instance of rape reported at the mall. And during that time, Summit Mall had one theft, I think?
Yeah, one theft. And it might be that everything that happens at Chapel Hill Mall is reported to the Akron Police Department because they have a station set up. Summit Mall may have a private security and may be dealing with stuff outside of the Fairlawn Police Department. But as in official city reports that were given, those were the stats, which are not great.
So it doesn't look great for Chapel Hill Mall, but you actually tracked down the mall's owner, who is a little elusive. We've tried to get him in the past. Who is the owner, and really, what is their take on the future of Chapel Hill Mall?
So he didn't seem to have a lot of immediate plans for changing it or a lot of I spoke to him on the phone. He didn't seem to have a lot of ideas in terms of what he wanted to do with the mall. He admitted to me that since owning the mall, he had only visited it a handful of times. So he actually didn't seem very aware of the state of the mall. Now, to be fair, he owns about he owns a lot of malls throughout the United States, and it seems like he understands the reality of shopping malls, that a lot of them are on the decline.
So he didn't really talk to you about any plans he might have for changing the mall's future, at this point at least.
No, I mean, he mentioned the mall's future is possibly partially residential, but he still said that even if that had to happen, they had to get more tenants in before that could happen. But he made it very clear that no plans were in the workings. And the city of Akron, when I spoke to Jason Segedy,
The planning director for the city,
an assistant to the mayor, he mentioned the same thing, that no plans were being made, and actually said that, you know, he didn't see a lot of creativity from the part of the owner or enthusiasm to fix it up.
There are those who haven't given up on the mall. Obviously, there are still tenants in the mall. There are still stores there. And you actually talked to one relatively new tenant who's moved in.
Yeah, they were really excited. It was called Reflection Hour. And they were really excited to be moving in from the mall. I think they'd moved in from a bigger city where leasing prices were much more expensive. So they were happy with the price that the mall had given them and really enthusiastic about reinvigorating the mall.
Looking around at Chapel Hill Mall today, remembering back to what it was when you were much younger, does it make you wistful at all?
It does. It's really haunting to be in there because it had been a while when I started reporting on this. It had been a while since I'd been in the mall. And my memories were, you know, visiting the mall, talking to Archie the Snowman, being a little terrified by Archie the Snowman, as many Akronites feel. But also when the mall still had Kaufman's in it before Macy's and then Macy's, and now it's a storage unit. So, yeah, it does make me very wistful.
We've been talking with Nora Hindy, senior reporter for The Devil's Strip. Her new article in the magazine is It May Not Be a Mall Forever. She's writing about the current state and perhaps the future of Chapel Hill Mall. Nora, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about the article.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.